Hi there, ho there. I'm Anne.
And I'm London, and this is Entertainment Mania, where we know that the greater the spy, the bigger the lie. This week on Entertainment Mania, we're talking about one of the latest films that came out, directed by Matthew Vaughn, I believe. This film, Argylle, is, I lost all my train of thought, but it's about spies. It's fun.
It's about a writer and spies, and that's about all you get from the trailer. So
yeah, and there was a whole conspiracy on, I think it was TikTok for a while, that a fair number of people, I don't know how big this is, fair number of people were like, I think Taylor Swift is Ellie Conway.
Okay. I think Taylor Swift wrote the movie and is directing the movie because, you know, yada, yada, yada. And, yeah.
Because heaven forbid anybody else do anything.
That's fine. Taylor Swift can get close to ruling the world, right?
Yeah.
She basically does right now. So
yeah.
All good.
Happy Super Bowl, Taylor.
So, Argylle. We just saw it. And as of time of recording, Argylle came out about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And critics' reviews have been not fantastic for the movie.
Lackluster.
Which, after seeing it, I understand where they're coming from. I do believe that it deserves a little bit better than it's getting. But I understand their point of view. Shall we start with what we try to do, which is a little spoiler-free review?
You get used to the Henry Cavill haircut. You get used to it.
That's never bothered me to begin with.
You get used to it. It's not great, but you get used to it.
That's your spoiler for
John Cena shines, as he always does.
He's hilarious.
Let's see. Samuel L. Jackson was great. I loved his addition to the film. Let's see who else. The lady who played the mom on Schitt's Creek.
Who played the mom in the movie.
She was great. She was great. I loved her. Yeah. And then the guy from Breaking Bad was her dad, which is such a funny mix.
That's so interesting.
To have in there.
I hadn't put that together.
Yeah. It was good. It was really fun.
All right. Well, if you gave it out of 10 stars, what would you give it?
Out of 10 stars, I'd give it a... I enjoyed it. It was a 7.
Seven. Okay, great.
Yeah. It wasn't, like, bad. It wasn't incredible, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I'd also probably give it a 7. I wouldn't add anything else to all your commentary. I think you've done great.
Lovely.
Fantastic.
I may have accidentally put a spoiler in there. I'm thinking back on it now, and I'm like, oh, no.
I can't think of any
spoilers. Okay, sidebar, spoilers from here on out. Just so you know, if you want to watch the film, go watch it now before you keep listening. The spoiler that I accidentally gave was that the Breaking Bad guy was her dad. Because, for starters, he isn't, if we're going fully into the spoilers. Not only is he the boss of the bad guys, he's also not even her dad.
Yeah, shocker.
But for a short period of the film, she thinks he is. Yay!
Which, man, like, they...
That was a bonkers twist, but they pulled it off.
When he opened that door, you and I were both like, what?
Oh, no!
Absolutely shook. Well, when that door opens and you see him on the other side... It's like, it was so close, not quite, because the movie has a different feeling, right? But it was so close to that scene from Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yes! When Adrian Toomes, whatever his name is, the Vulture, opens the door, and he's like, oh, hey, you must be my daughter's date. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. And Peter's just like, oh, no.
Yeah.
It's Liz. That's what her name is. Liz. Yeah. I got there eventually.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. Because now you know there's a connection here, but you're not, you're immediately like, okay, I don't know if this is his, like this is his domestic life and he keeps it separate from work and now it's not separate from work, or there's something fishier going on here.
I just remember watching that scene and being like, like, you have to know they're going after your daughter. So, like, why is that okay with you? Like, why on earth is that okay?
Yeah. And then it made more sense that they were able to get a suite at that hotel so easily, with his power and influence and money or whatever. Because that was just a part of the film where I was like, huh, that happened really fast. That was, like, not even 24 hours.
Ooh. I know, right? Part of me was just like, Okay, it's movie magic, whatever, you know?
Something fishy happening here. Something. It's gotta be.
I find it interesting.
Yeah?
Oh, I was just gonna say, find it interesting that between the phone booth call and her actually meeting them at the hotel, that the spy doesn't find her within that time period. Because that had to have been a decent amount of time. Yeah, that's fair. It's just funny to me that he never finds her in that time.
Yep, because she could not possibly have gotten away that far. I mean, that quickly. Yeah, anyway, it's fine. But during that whole scene, I was trying to figure out exactly where the mom was going to fall on, like, does she know, or is she completely oblivious? Or is she, like, mm-hmm. sort of aware and doesn't want to say mm-hmm. anything or something? And then she was just fully on the, I know everything, and in fact, I brainwashed you, and I'm not your mom, and then she gets shot. But we don't learn two of those bits. She just gets shot. And Ellie's like, you just killed my mom! That was an interesting scene, because for a minute there, I was like, yeah, she has absolutely zero reason to go with him right now. Like, genuinely, no reason to go with him. And then she did! And it worked out.
Yay! So we've talked about that one scene for a while now.
Yes, let's move on.
Okay. So let's back up to more towards the beginning of the film.
Yes.
The opening scene where we're seeing Agent Argyle, like that whole scene is just like it's a little quirky, and like, you know, from like the very beginning, like, the movie's supposed to be quirky, okay? Like, if you haven't seen the movie yet, like, you have to go in knowing it's supposed to be quirky. And like, I feel like that first scene just sets a really good tone for the movie, and then you keep going, and then you get that train action scene, and the switches between our spy and Agent Argyle. Like, those, the camera work in this movie is so good.
It was really good. Yeah.
It was very smooth. It was really, really good. Mm-hmm. And that train scene specifically, they really, really show how good they are at that.
I also really liked the scene when they're in the apartment, the hacker's apartment, and they have, Mr. Spy Aiden, that's what his name is, bursts up from the floorboards and takes everybody out and is still switching back and forth between Argyle and Ellie's perspective.
Yeah.
That was also really well done. I enjoyed the cat right up until the very end, when the cat suddenly dramatically becomes feral at just the right moment.
Just
the right moment. And then immediately stops being feral.
Yeah. So coming out of the theater, Lennon and I kind of both agreed that this movie was really great until about the last 20, what did we say, like 20 minutes?
20-ish minutes, yeah. As soon as they left the weapons room, okay, the choreographed fight sequence was actually kind of fun. I enjoyed that. It's when they started pouring oil on the concrete, and then Ellie was like, I can ice skate and put blades on the bottom of her boots.
We had this,
and started not just ice skating, like speed ice skating around this homemade rink in what we found out later to be an oil rig, maybe?
Yeah, it was like a boat. Yeah. Which shocked me. I was like, what? We're on a boat? Like, I was expecting, like, a top of a skyscraper kind of, like, finale thing. But no, yeah, they're on a boat, which it was, I mean, it's kind of clever. It was kind of cool.
On a boat.
Yeah. On a boat.
On a boat.
All right. On a boat. I left.
I'll do it again.
Okay, let's go back inside the boat and continue talking about that final scene. Because you were so mad about, like, the lack of, like, physics in that scene. You're like, you
it
can't
was like
stick
they were like, you see this physics book? Out.
Like, and my question was, like, wouldn't you be able to slide around a little bit easier on the oil without blades going into the concrete?
Right.
I think the answer to that is
I actually want to do research now. I want to ask Google, can you ice skate on boots with
does
blades?
Does Mythbusters still exist? Because I think they need to explore
Mythbusters
that.
Help! on top of oiled up concrete. Okay, I'm definitely not getting any of the information I want. All I'm getting is how to take care of your skates. Don't walk on the concrete.
Great. So don't do that.
Don't be on the concrete. But then again, those were knives. And she wasn't really planning on using those again.
I think the knives or the boots. I think the oil skating scene would have worked better if it hadn't been nearly as long.
Oh my goodness. It was, like, way too long.
If it was just like a short, like, 15-second combat, it would have been way better. It would have been like, oh, this is goofy. She won. Great job. But instead it was like this 2-minute long figure skating.
And I think there was like dramatic music. Like maybe Celine Dion was singing and I wasn't paying attention. I don't know.
I was so distracted by the visuals.
There was music.
Okay, but Bryce Dallas Howard, amazing.
She did a great job.
I love that woman. And I think she did an incredible job.
It was a very interesting concept, and I feel like she pulled it off very well.
She did. She did. Yeah. That ice skating scene. And then the final fight scene between her and Aiden when she's, like, brainwashed. We also agreed that fight scene was way too long as well.
Way too long. No more than a minute for that. That's how long it should have been. It was, like, 6.
Yeah.
And then what's her name? Kira? Kira showed up at the end,
yeah,
and we were like,
yeah.
We knew it. We called that. We knew that.
Yeah.
That was some nice validation, because sometimes I sit down to watch a film, and my brain just kind of checks out, and I'm just like, I'm just going to sit and enjoy this, and I'm not going to try and figure it out as we go along. That's kind of what I did with this film. The only part that I was like, oh, I'm figuring this out, was with the Kira thing, because that was pretty easy. But nearly all of the other plot twists, I was like, which was great. I like
right?
How the plot twists actually kind of get me and they make sense.
There were a lot of plot twists in this movie, and for the most part, they all worked. And they were all really, really fun. I'll agree with the Kira one, and specifically I was looking at that one because we don't see her die. When you don't see a character die, it's very... It's almost positive that they're going to...
No body, no crime.
Come back.
No body,
right? Yeah.
No death.
So, I was always curious if it was like... And then we get that... Okay, let me back up. We get that part a little bit later where they're like, she did actually die, right? And you get into that a little bit more. And I found that interesting. And part of me... If they hadn't been like, oh, I was planning to bring her back, like, as soon as she says that, it was like, oh, yeah, she's alive. She was probably the one that submitted the, you know, the idea, all that stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
No brainer
because
there.
Because that was, like, when we found out what the idea was later, we were like, that's so specific. There's no way she just came up with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't even know that existed. Who knows? Maybe it doesn't. It probably does.
Right?
Yeah, it probably does.
Let's see, what else is there to talk about? I liked Aiden as a character.
Yeah, he was interesting.
He was very interesting, and I think he's he is the reason that I would like to watch this movie a second time, because I want to watch him and his words and actions knowing what I know now. Like, yeah. I want to look a little farther into that, knowing the truth of the story.
Yeah, because he's the one that, for the most part, is holding the grand majority of the cards for most of the film. He's got a lot more information than Ellie does. And he plays it in such an interesting way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish we had gotten a little bit more of a peek into their partnership before she was brainwashed. Like, I wish we discussed this just a little bit, but they have that funny head crushing scene in the middle of the movie. And I kind of wish that there would have been like some kind of callback to that, as to like when she's starting to get her memories back, that's like, oh yeah, you actually taught me how to do this. Or, yeah. You know, something along those lines. I wish we had gotten a little bit more of that. But besides that, I really liked it. Speaking of her getting her memories back, if you haven't watched the movie, major spoiler alert, she is Agent Argyle.
Agent Argyle.
Argyle.
Yes.
Interesting and play she on gets, the riff, right?
Yeah, exactly. She, what, hit her head really hard doing something? It was jumping out of the apartment into mm-hmm. the water. Something happened. Amnesia. We love this trope. It's so fun. Definitely not overused. But it worked so well in this one.
Yeah, because at least
I felt like it worked well.
Yeah, I like to think that it was mild amnesia, and because the other side caught her and jumped on it so fast that it, like, I don't think there would have been any damage had she just gone to a normal hospital, you know, mm-hmm. but since she ended up with the bad guys or whatever, and was brainwashed into believing that she was Ellie Conway instead.
Oh, yes.
It's an intriguing idea, though, to brainwash your main enemy into thinking that they're an author and convincing them to write books about their experiences so that you can know the secrets of what happened.
Yes. It's, like, from a psychology standpoint, it's really interesting.
Like, they said in the movie, they waited 5 years. 5 years to know where that drive was.
I don't have that patience.
You're telling me they couldn't have figured it out. It's amazing.
5 years. Somebody's got the time, apparently. Super secret spy organizations. That's who.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. This movie was like a Mission Impossible movie, but mixed with something else. What was it mixed with? What would you say it was mixed with?
Not sure exactly. It felt mildly rom-com-ish, but not super rom-com-y. You know?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because there was, you know, there was love and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't like, this is the focus. It was, oh, we gotta save the world.
Uh-huh.
And love gets to happen along the way. Yay!
Yay!
Which is definitely how I should describe every other movie I watch. Right? Love gets to happen along the way. Yay!
Yay! Speaking of love, I kind of like that they left their love story a little bit open-ended. Because they admit that they're close, and at the end, like, they're partners, right? But they don't, like, confirm exactly how romantic it is. Like, they had a romantic connection previously, but I like the idea that there's a little bit more to play on there. And that they're still growing and learning, and I'm sure she's still struggling with, like, the double identity memories and all that stuff. And I kind of liked that.
Yeah. Also, I like that he's putting in effort to like her cat, even though he's a little bit allergic to them.
Right.
Which I just thought was so funny. It's like, you don't have to. You really don't have to. But that's that you're trying.
Right? Looking back, it's like even cuter now that he makes the effort to help her cat. Knowing that they knew each other so well previously. It's kind of cute. My one big disappointment from this movie, and we talked about this, but my one big disappointment from this movie is the cuter guy on the train that originally tries to sit next to her.
Yes.
Doesn't ever come
Never
back.
Comes back.
Like you see them that
once as they're running down the train and he's like, "That's your type?"
Which was hilarious. And I was like, oh, he's coming back. I was like, he's Agent Argyle. He's coming back. And then he wasn't Agent Argyle and he didn't come back. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, okay.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay, what about Henry Cavill at the end?
Okay. Henry Cavill at the end. Okay. Okay, I have thoughts. And that I don't know what mullet. They are, to be honest. The mullet was fine. Whatever, like, large wad of tobacco he had in his mouth was driving me nuts. Like, I could deal with the mullet. The mullet was fine. That, ugh. Get it out. Be gone with you.
But Henry Cavill was so good. All of the book characters were just awesome.
Oh, I loved Dua Lipa in this film. She was great. Right?
I like that they hyped her up in the advertising, and then she's literally then in the first in like 10 minutes of the film. Okay, but that
gone.
That motorcycle Dead, car actually. Chase scene
was great. It was so bonkers.
Exactly.
Like, he got in that little like tour car thing, and then just started driving it, I was like, oh, this is... Oh,
and he's, like, driving it over roofs and buildings, and, like...
Like, there was one point where he went over something and hit something, and I was like, that car's never moving again. And then it did!
And then it keeps going. And then he's, like... And then there's John Cena's character that just, like, snatches her off the back of the bike.
Which was... Oh, cartoony physics, and I love it. Okay. I enjoyed it.
Thought. So that whole scene is based off of her actual experience.
Yes. So how much of it is actually true?
I like the idea.
Because she was the one in the car and Aiden was the one grabbing the spy.
Exactly. So hear me out. I like the idea that after that mission is over, that Aiden hypes himself up and says that he had just pulled this woman off the back of the bike. But that's not, like, however it happened, that's not how it actually happened. Yeah, because she wasn't there, so she wouldn't have known, right? So he's just like, I just grabbed her as she rode past.
Oh, that's
but he didn't.
So funny.
And she probably hyped up that chase scene like it was amazing, but it probably wasn't that great.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, headcanon accepted immediately.
Thank you. Overall, it's a good movie.
Like, oh, yeah. I'd sit down and watch it again.
I would have given it more than a 7 out of 10 if the last 20 minutes weren't as cheesy as they were.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was still awesome. It was still really good.
Oh, man. Like, they got to the end of that last fight, and they're like, oh, you've been sitting here for 30 minutes waiting for your resolution? Time for slow-mo. I was so mad. It's like, end it already, please. Be done. Can we move on to another part of the plot? Like, let's go fix something somewhere.
It's like, just be done. Just finish it. Just finish it.
End it.
We all know he's not going to die. Just finish it.
Yeah, that would just be too mean. We've come this far.
That last little while of the movie was a little rough. However, the rest of it, I really, really enjoyed, and I do really want to see it again. I don't know if I enjoyed it enough to see it in theaters again, or at least not pay for another ticket to see it in theaters, but I might enjoy it enough to buy the movie when it comes out. I don't know. I don't know. Any final thoughts, London?
Final thoughts? That end credit scene, they're making another one, but it's actually about the book, I guess. That's intriguing.
It's what?
Okay, so do you remember the end credit scene?
Yes.
Okay, it looks like it's supposed to be a movie about book one of Argyle.
Right.
And it also looks like it's set in the same world as The Kingsman.
The Kingsman, yes.
Which is bonkers.
I've never seen The Kingsman.
I didn't know we were connecting those two.
Intriguing, right? So the only reason I would have thought they would have been connected or we would have seen an Easter egg like that is because the director of The Kingsman directed this, or somebody involved with The Kingsman did this one. Yeah. So, no, I am intrigued as to exactly what that meant and if they are still creating something.
Right. Yeah, he totally did the Kingsman movies.
Yep, there you go.
Incredible.
There you go, there you go. Well, thanks everybody for joining us. I hope the mania wasn't too much today. I can tell we're a little tired today.
Oh, I'm exhausted. Like, this is next level.
Thank you everybody for joining us, as always. Follow us on Instagram, Entertainment Mania Podcast, and Tumblr, Entertainment-Mania. Thanks so much for joining us again, and good night.
Have a good night. Sleep tight. Don't get sick. It sucks.
I can feel
it. I have already showered, so I'm getting in bed in the next 2 minutes.
Ah, you've already done your bed routine. I love it.
Yes, well, I have. I always have time for you, though. I had to do this first.
Ah, you're so nice to me.
Happy Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.